Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
I'm so glad you joined me on another weekday meditation. You know, we have distorted this golden rule a lot over the years, haven't we? It's like, do unto others so you can get more done. I think I've lived that one out. Or possibly it's do unto others what they deserve. Okay, I've tried to live that one out. Do unto others what you would never want done to you. Well, this is what the scripture says in Matthew 7, verse 12. Do to others whatever you would like them to do to you. This is the essence of all that is taught in the law and the prophets. Now, the key word here, friend, is essence. As we come before the Lord in a time of meditation, we begin like King David. Search my heart, God. Point out every wicked way. Find it in the nooks and the crannies of my soul where I try to hide it from you, and bring it to the top of my mind and the tip of my tongue that I might be able to confess that before you. And Lord, give me the courage to do to others what I would like for them to do to me, because that's the essence of all that is taught in the law and the prophets. Jesus changes the world with that term, essence. It's not about a literal law, it's about the essence of that law, meaning it is all about the heart. So let's get our heart settled. Let's get our heart pointed toward Christ for a few moments right now. Let's listen to His direction. Let's let Him give us direction. Let's take on His peace. Let us rest in peace for a moment. Let us receive His power and use it as a way to step away from the busyness of this life. And let Him speak to you in the way that only He can. I'll mind the time, and I'll be back in a couple of moments. That old hymn I love, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. That is so beautiful. Because of your faith in a Jesus who cannot fail you, who would never fail you, who would never leave you, I trust in this time you've received peace, you've received his power, and you've received his direction. God bless you, friend. Thanks for joining me on another weekday meditation.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.